First scripture reading is from the New Testament, the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 212 in the back. You must understand this, that in the last days distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid them, for among them are those who make their way into households and captivate silly women, overwhelmed by their sins and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are always being instructed and can never arrive at a knowledge of the truth. As Yannis and Yambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counterfeit faith also oppose the truth. But they will not make much progress, because, as in the case of those two men, their folly will become plain to everyone.
Our second scripture reading today comes to us from Paul's letter to the church at Rome, chapter 1, starting with the 28th verse. You may find it on page 153 of the New Testament. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to things that should not be done. They were filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, craftiness. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, rebellious toward parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. They know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, yet they not only do they do them, but they even applaud others who practice them. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.